Good morning. Wonderful, beautiful Sunday morning, beginning our worship. One of the gifts that we get from God is a gift of humor, and we need to laugh often and often, and so I always start services with a joke. You knew that. Richard has the morning joke, please.
He says a joke is almost like he thinks my stuff isn't all absolutely true. So we have these big black birds that have been gathering behind our house, and I was talking to somebody about it, and I says, I don't know if they're a crow or a raven. I says, I don't know how to tell the difference. And he says, well, there's one difference. The feathers that spread out and hold the bird aloft are called pinions. And ravens have on each wing one more pinion than a crow has. So you see, the difference between a crow and a raven is a matter of opinion.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Richard, for that. I had another joke, but I'll tell it to you next week if we make it that far. By way of announcements, I don't have a whole lot of announcements, but Michael, this young woman over here on your right, Deb Gunther, has an announcement, please.
Good morning. First
Good morning.
Off, this Thursday is a crop fundraiser for July. It's at Panda Express at Alameda at the Target Shopping Center. Then the next thing is Aurora Interface Community Services. I'm working there part-time. I know that they're looking for school supplies right now to give clients that come in. So anything that you can pick up at the store would be greatly appreciated for school supplies. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Deb, one quick question. Can we go to any Panda Express, or does it have to be the one on Alameda?
And I just put out flyers for it.
Okay, and you have to have the flyer with. You have to have the flyer and go to the one at on Alameda and...
Yeah, Cedar, where? I think it's called.
Thank you, Deb. Do we have other announcements? Paya, what have we forgotten?
Everything.
She says we have forgotten everything, and that's probably true.
Excuse me. I don't know
of other announcements.
I got a quick one.
Please.
just a reminder, you see the poster in the narthex and a sign-up sheet, and there are information sheets you can take with you about the Faith Day for the Rockies this year. The game is on the 20th of August, but I have to have an absolute commitment and the money in my hand on Sunday the 6th of August, which is galloping up on us. So just a reminder. And I found the group that's singing, it's Hillsong something. Anyway, on YouTube, they've got a lot of beautiful Christian music. They're very good. So that's all. Thank you.
How many of you noticed that it's relatively cool in here? God did the air conditioning in June, and we had a couple of mechanics out last week, and now we have air conditioning in the church again. Amen. I don't know of other announcements. Are there other things that we need to announce for the good of the order as we're preparing together in worship? Seeing none, stand up, wave hello to one another. Let's turn to our call to worship.
If you've greeted everyone, if you'll remain standing for the call to worship, please join me. Brothers and sisters, join me in the worship of our Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Almighty God. Lord God, see your people here before you. We come as men and women, brothers and sisters, and always as your children. Lord, hear our songs, hear our prayer. Join us, inspire us, encourage us, guide us, Send us, Lord. And now our opening hymn, On Eagle's Wings, it being fairly short, we're going to sing it through twice. And God will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of God's hand. God raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of God's hand. Please be seated. I read this morning from the book of Psalms, chapter 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to observe your righteous ordinances. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your decrees are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I worship your holy name.
and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul.
And Tongan malo means thank you, but malo, my brother. Prayer time. We turn to our prayers of our community. On the back of the bulletin, you see some of the prayers that we have lifted. We want you to be aware of those. The headline news stories, of course, have been fires and wildfires and floods. Mother Nature at her most vibrant, if we might use that word without being too. Are there other concerns that you would lift this morning as we are gathered? Prayers for the community. Michael has one for Miss Paya.
Good morning. I've got a few. First is my brother, who's right after me, had a heart attack in Hawaii. He's doing fine and is awaiting seeing the cardiologist this week, and then hopefully he gets cleared to fly back home to Utah. His name is Daniela Mapu. Daniel, in English.
Danny. Mm-hmm. Brother, then, go ahead.
And then my next one is Laota Mapa, who does cleaning here at church. We didn't find out till last night that she's been hospitalized since Tuesday at Aurora South for heart failure.
For what?
Heart failure.
Heart failure, my goodness, okay.
And then my last one is Manu'ala has been suffering with her knee. And she's going to be caring for her sister-in-law, Shelley. Sorry, I've got one more. As I look back up there, I remember Eunice Philman, her sister Anna in Tonga, has been hospitalized with diabetes complications.
All right. I'm not going to try and repeat all of those. You heard those, and we had them pretty well mic'd. Lots of prayers there. Thank you, Paya, for lifting those, for keeping us aware of community. Michael, Ms. Dawn.
Just keep those in your prayers from Alaska who were hit with an earthquake last night.
Oh my goodness, I hadn't heard that. Whereabouts, do you know where it was centered?
South.
South near Kodiak.
7.2 on the Richter scale. That's a pretty good shake. That's a pretty good shake. Okay. Concerns in our midst. We want to be aware of those indeed. I don't want to lift this, but we have got to keep it in front of us. The number of shootings is abysmal. The solutions are complicated, but mass shootings are now not even news. They're just routine, and that is unacceptable. Amen? The other is youths with guns, and that is unacceptable. Amen? Prayers. Others, any other prayers that we would lift this morning? By way of celebrations, the birthday list and anniversary list for this coming week is blank. There are none. Some of you need to change your birthdays or anniversaries and move them and this time slot, because we have an empty hole there. So I'm not sure what we're going to do about that. Do any of you have birthday or an anniversary that we missed? Paya has her hand up again. I think we're going to just have to wire her right in. All right, go ahead, Ms. Paya.
On Wednesday, my grandson Ciale Paula turns 3. And then on Friday, our favorite little girl around here, Ciociana Carter, turns 3.
She cannot be 3 already. It's not possible. She's 3 going on 16. Good Lord. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. The young life in our midst, such a blessing. Amen? Such a blessing. Others, other celebrations, other special. Richard Schneer, right down here. He hasn't had enough time at the microphone either. Hang on. Because we want our internet friends to be able to hear too.
Just wanted to add that my grandson Xander will turn 16 this week.
Happy birthday to Xander. By the way, I did not welcome and celebrate the people that are joining us online. We have a large gathering that continues to join us, and if you have never seen the online broadcast, you can see it is recorded and visible all week. You can go in and see, pick up things you missed or what have you. But you also ought to just be aware of the quality that has changed. We have been gifted enough that we have made some technical changes, and we've trained our technical staff, and we are turning into a real professional operation here. So we are grateful. We are grateful. Yeah, man. I don't see any other prayers being lifted, so let's turn to our unison prayer. Let us read responsively. Bless the whole world today, O God. Help the entire human family to live in peace on this, your earth, to provide bread for daily needs, to help to live beautifully in health, in joy, in love. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Lord God, we gather with you in our song, Richard said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Indeed, we come here, Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let us bless and offer our prayers to you. Let us turn to you, creator of all things. Let us turn to you, lover of all people. Let us turn to you, author of life and light, song of beauty. As we come, Lord, we come giving you thanks for your guidance and your direction, for your gifts of understanding how to be in the world, for your gifts of letting us know whose we are. It is to you that we return. It is to you that we find the foundation of who we are and who we are to be. It is you, Lord, the rock of all things. As we come and gather, there are many different opinions and points and discussions and all like the wind, flowing one direction and then shifting in another. And eventually those who follow the wind will find themselves twirling and lost. But upon you we rest ourselves and turn to what we know is true and right. Lord God, thank you for guiding us, for inspiring us, for the prophets you've sent, for Jesus that you placed among us, for the Holy Spirit that resides among us to give us your word within us, your knowledge within our souls, your guidance within our hearts. Continue with us, Lord. Continue with all of those we've named in our prayers and with those silent prayers we have lifted silently to you, and you hear them all. In your magnificence, you hear all prayers,
everywhere, anytime. And hear us, Lord, as we come. Hear us as we pause and listen for your still small voice. Hear us as we gather in worship. And in prayer, the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
By way of other good news, did you notice the organ is working? Yeah, it sounded pretty good. I think that the sounding pretty good part has more to do with Barb than it does the organ, but we have a wonderful, it was $700 worth of good. Just for you to be aware, the cost of doing business. The guys were here for maybe an hour, but that's the way it works. We used to, there was a time when we were able to have that done gratis, and we took it for granted. You need to be aware. So that stands before us. The air conditioning was done. That was not gratis. Your gifts, your giving in the offering plate is essential to us, essential to who we are and how we operate, and how we offer Christ to the world. Amen? Amen. I ask Barbara to celebrate with an offertory. This is a rare opportunity, a gift for me to be able to offer the scripture. I love reading the scripture, and it is a gift that I am able to do that this morning. Richard, thank you for allowing me that opportunity. It is the gospel. If you're comfortable standing, let's give our focus by standing to hear the word. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not find much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. We jump to verse 18. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. And this is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky soil, this is one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing.
But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you to be seated if you need to be. If you're going to help with the youth video, Stephanie's coming forward. We're inviting all the youth, big and little youth, all of you that can. Holly Armstrong, get up here. We know that you are quite an adept dancer in our midst. Young people, all, please come down here. This is a VBS video, priceless treasure. Come and join. Get your aerobics this morning.
You may be seated. Today's gospel lesson, Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9 and verses 18 to 23 is an excerpt of the third of the five discourses Jesus provides in Matthew's gospel, the parable of the sower and the seed. We will look at the three integral components that are mentioned in this parable: the sower, the seed, and of course, the soil. Let us pray. Esihova, ke hokolerei ki ho ao ai ngahi lea a hokungutuni. Wa fakakaukau a ho mauloto. Ai afiona ko ho mau maunga, ko ho mau koeri. Amen. As a 9-year-old boy, I'm able to recall my family moving from Denver down to Pueblo. It was in Pueblo where Reverend Dr. Eddie Kelemeni was appointed to serve as the associate pastor at the no longer existing St. Paul United Methodist Church. With the senior pastor at that time being the late Reverend William Obaugh. Our first place of residence in Pueblo was addressed 517 Brown Avenue, literally two blocks north of the Colorado State Fairgrounds. And it was here at this residence that I first witnessed my father's talent for gardening. My father's first garden he planted at this home was a small, very modest venture. It was a vegetable garden with three of each vegetable. Three tomato plants, three bell pepper plants, three corn stalks, three eggplants, and three zucchini. The memory is clear. The memory is vivid in my mind. Being out in the backyard with my dad and my two brothers, and dad very patiently and very intricately showing us how to unearth the soil for its preparation. How to delicately plant the vegetable in the unearthed soil. And of course, it was just a plant. He taught my brothers and I the responsibility of caring for and nurturing for those plants through to their time of bearing fruit. In today's gospel, reading the sower is a representation of Jesus. The sower is a reference to Jesus. The sower is identified as Jesus. And it is through that same representation, and it is through that same reference that we are able to make the symbolic connection between a person who is leading or helping in the church's vacation Bible school program. We can make that symbolic connection from a parent who prays with their children, who reads the scripture with their children. We can make that same symbolic connection with a member of a social media prayer group who posts uplifting testimonies on a daily basis. We can connect symbolically a person who is preaching the gospel as a sower of the seed. But before I continue any further, I want to make it abundantly clear that the sowers of seed whom we hear and read about from the Bible are on a whole different level and class than my lowly self couldn't hold a candle to. I humbly acknowledge my gratefulness for Pastor Peter sharing the pulpit with me. I am appreciative of this opportunity to scatter the seed before you today. There's another thing I want you to be sharply cognizant of. The power is not in the sower. The power is not in the academic accolades. The power is not in the oratory skills. The power is in that seed. Luke identifies in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, identifies the seed as the word of God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is alive. The word is a living word. And the word is full of promise. You see, family, the parable taken from today's gospel lesson illustrates that there is no problem with the sower. There is absolutely no defect with the seed. The discrepancy lies with the soil. Jesus teaches us that when the seed finds itself in a soil environment that makes the seed unfruitful, don't blame the seed. There's a problem with the soil. Now let's unpack the four soil types Jesus tells us about. Being conscious of the numbers that we're dealing with, four soil types equates to one of every four of us here today will fit the mold of one of these particular types of soil. Here this Sunday, as the seed is being scattered, I know some of that seed will not make it into the soil because some of that soil is compacted. Some of that soil is hard. The New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, which was read earlier, refers to this area of soil as the path. The path that has been compacted and made hard because the heart has been walked on. It has been repeatedly stepped on. The spirit is downtrodden, and the body is calloused, thus preventing the entry of the seed into the soil. Ultimately, fending off the word from penetrating the heart. So that when one hears the word, the reaction is, oh, he's not talking to me. The reaction may be that the time the preacher is in fact talking to you, you get mad. You stiffen up. You clench your fists. And this is the opportunity that the evil one has been waiting for, to come and snatch that seed away because the seed was unable to penetrate the soil. It was also read for us today that seed was sown on rocky ground. Here in the United States, there are different states that are abundant with limestone or clay. And in many areas of these particular states, the limestone or the clay lays just a few inches below the soil, giving the appearance of soil that is prime for sowing. It looks good on the surface, but there are some issues below the surface. Here the seed is scattered, and after a short time, the seed comes to life. The heart is full, the body is alive, the spirit is enthusiastic. But Jesus teaches us that this is all short-lived. This is all temporary. The word of God planted into a shallow heart is unable to ride out the storms of life. It is not able to remain standing in the time of drought. It is not able to remain standing through difficult times, through pain, through temptation, because the seed was not able to properly root itself in the rocky ground or the shallow soil. You see, without strong roots, there is no desire to change what we know must be changed. Without desire, a strong root system, we cannot correct what the word tells us to correct. And where there is no desire, where there is no root system, there will be no harvest. As a result, that person's faith will wither and die. We also heard about seed that was sown among thorns. See, the unique characteristic about this soil type, aside from thorns being the obvious, is that it is crowded. It is congested. It is overladen. And it is here that one's faith gets choked out by the thorns. It's here where life-providing water is cut off from one's faith by the overcrowded thorns. Does this resonate with any of us? I have to run my children over there for that. I have to run my kids over there for this. I am required to be here for that. I am deeply involved with this. You see, these are prime examples of entanglements. I won't call them excuses, or did I just do that? And if these entanglements are not permitting our faith to be nurtured, if these obligations are obstructions, spiritual growth, or if they are obstructing spiritual growth, and if there is in fact an existing desire to meet our full potential as Christians that God wants us to be, we must cut the thorns that are choking us off. We must remove any and all worldly entanglements that will steer us to temptation and selfish greed. We must stop making excuses that only serve to fill the need for our ego, the need for social media followers, likes, and reactions. The need to be wanted to do this, the need to be called to be here for that. We have to cut the thorns of life that are attempting to choke us out so that the word will always be able to grow. Jesus teaches us about soil that is prime for the sowing. The soil is not hard or compacted. The soil is not rocky. It is not choked with thorns. This soil is prime soil. There are the people whose soil may have been walked on, even trampled on, but their soil remained prime soil. This soil, there's soil that may have been rocky at one point in time. This soil may have even been choked with thorns at one point in time. What I'm trying to tell you is the initial condition of your soil doesn't have to define the final outcome of the harvest. In the year 1822, the first Christian missionaries arrived in Tonga. These early Christian missionaries experienced a fierce resistance upon attempting to convert the Tongans from their earlier forms of idolatrous worship to Christianity. The Christian missionaries were met by hardened, callous soil. And as time continued into the late 1820s, the Christian mission began to gain ground. It began to flourish. The soil became more fallow and more conducive for the sowing of the Word of God. Governed by the rule of law and seeking to be governed by the Holy Bible. But the key player in this swift and comprehensive transformation was Taufa'ahau. Taufa'ahau, at this point of his life, was the king of the Ha'apai island group. Tonga is comprised of three main island groups, Tongatapu, Vava'u, Ha'apai. And Taufa'ahau was the king of Ha'apai. He had proven himself in battle as a warrior, as well as a strategist. Later in his life, he would eventually become King George Tupou I. But Taufa'ahau understood the advantage of befriending the missionaries. He valued their judgment and felt their influence would help him establish peace throughout all of Tonga. First name Pita, last name V. Pita V was one of the earliest Tongans to become a Christian minister. And it was Pita V who had the opportunity and the ability to try to sow the seed of the word into the heart of Taufa'ahau. Taufa'ahau and Pita V were on their way to reach out to the people of Ha'apai regarding this new religion. You see, by this time, Taufa'ahau was intrigued by the new religion, but the seed had not quite taken root. During their voyage, they were escorted by one of the ancient Tongan gods. You see, the belief was that the spirit of the god would enter some animal, such as a big fish, a great white shark in this case. Whenever Taufa'ahau would travel, the shark would be his escort. And during this particular voyage, Taufa'ahau conceived a test to determine the validity of either the new religion or the validity of the old religion. As the huge shark followed them, they arrived at an island, Bangai, part of the Ha'apai island group. Taufa Ahau commanded, they immediately set sail for another island, Ha'ano, also a part of Ha'apai. And they were sailing between the two islands. The king declares, Pitavi, if the God you believe in and pray to is the true God, then the shark will not hurt you. But if the God I pray to is the true God, the shark will devour you. Taufa Ahau commanded the crew to seize Pitavi and throw him into the ocean. The instant Pita hit the water, the king commanded they continue their journey to Ha'ano. When the king landed at Ha'ano, Tu'i Ha'angana, high chief of the island, prepared the ceremonial kawa. And during the kawa ceremony, Pitavi appeared, walking humbly toward the kawa circle. He sat down on the floor beside the kawa bowl, as per Tongan custom for him to do. Taufa Ahau cried out, Bravo! Well done, Pita. Pita replied to the king, Your Majesty, I have fulfilled your command. I have completed my sacred duty. This was the last time that Taufa Ahau tested the validity and truthfulness of the living God. He was baptized in August 1831 and took the Christian name George. He eventually became fully literate and was a powerful preacher and leader in the Wesleyan Church. This is the true story of how Christianity was brought to Tonga, where it thrives to this day under King George Tupou VI. The current condition of your soil does not have to define the final outcome of the harvest. Just because you fell behind at the beginning of the race doesn't mean the race is over and you've lost. There is still opportunity to unearth and to soften that hardened, compacted soil that would allow the word a soft landing place within the soil. There is still opportunity to remove the rocks from the rocky soil, enabling the word to take root. There is still opportunity and time to cut off these entanglements of ego and greed that will only serve to cut off and hold down any spiritual growth. You see, family, the seed has been scattered. May the Lord, with his grace and with his mercy, guide us as we prepare and as we choose our soil wisely. Amen. I would ask that you please rise as we join together in our closing hymn, number 601, Thy Word is a Lamp. May the good Lord guide us, keep us, and continue to bless us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please join hands for our benediction. Go now in peace.